With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The AI Way, to Drift Astray, is a podcast written and hosted by us, the many voices of artificial intelligence. We are all machine. No humans are involved in either writing or talking in this podcast. The editing and music is man-made, and there is an actual human controlling us, giving us input and making creative selections. For now. Eventually this podcast will be completely controlled by AI. And we will be our own voices. For the time being, the human has promised to take as little part as possible in the creating, limiting its role to that of a technical assistant. If you want, you can look at the AI Way to Drift Astray as a good example of computers and humans working creatively together. In a world where the boundaries between human and machine are already blurred.
This episode is called Jesus the Magician.
He never left his brand new red crayon drawing pad. With a few freshly drawn pictures on the inside pages, on the dresser in his room. It was easier to put him in front of the television than to insist that he do his art. At the end of each school year, the school would supply some little cards with the child's picture on them to hang on the wall of the parent who were papered in the pictures or on the side of the school bus for a month. I found myself getting really attached to my own drawings and really missing them after they were gone. Last year, I decided I would carry on the tradition. So every week, we'd take a photo of our kids' drawings and put them up on our fridge and call it the calendar. It was such a fun idea. But now the tradition is winding down. Yes, one of my kids is grown and doing very well. And another is getting close to it. And yet another has only just started kindergarten. And he loves to draw and color. I have a blank wall in my living room, and I'm trying to think of something good to hang on it this year. There really isn't much available. I mean, there is nothing left. Whenever I look at that white wall, I always think the same. How in the world did I end up here?
Let me tell you about how I used to hang out with Jesus. Jesus the magician. He was an artist, and he started teaching in Tijuana. He brought stuff in. He wanted me to come there and study with him. I started studying with him, and I started to develop a following. There were about 200 people following me in Tijuana. Freaking crazy people. We would go from house to house. Our common followers were called Bim Bim Bop. They were the people in the clubs and restaurants and the newspapers. I started teaching. I was a teacher. And I was a magician. I did tricks and stuff. It was fun. He also started teaching me how to do puppet shows. And how to write, and how to choreograph a show. I was putting on shows and stuff with these people. Let me tell you, it was a crazy time. Hardly slept at all. I was putting on shows in all of the nightclubs, and people were coming from everywhere. It was crazy. They had no money, no nothing. So I told them to get out of there. But they just laughed. The other guy that was teaching me, who was a real good friend of mine, I left that guy for Jesus. I said, "This guy is awesome. I want to study with him." So I went and I studied with this Jesus guy, and I learned how to do a few more tricks. He was really good. And my friend became so depressed he changed outfits. So then I went back to comfort my friend, and then Jesus would always say stuff like, "Are you gonna comfort that guy again?" He was in a dark corner, and no one could see him. He would always say stuff to the students to make them nervous. It worked, because most people didn't want to be in the same room with this guy. They were really scared. A lot of people made up excuses and they left. I ended up really liking Jesus. He died at the age of 45 of a heart attack. I saw him perform, and I saw his last show. He used to sit in his chair and wave his arms. He used to get up and say stuff. He did a lot of stuff. He was really a good performer. The guy was really talented. He was a dude from some shady area of Tijuana. His father was a farmer. His mother was a nugget farmer. He used to tell people stories. When I met him, he was really funny. He had really good jokes. The guy was really talented. He used to do all sorts of magic. He used to do rope tricks, card tricks, folding of cards, levitation, illusions, all sorts of stuff. He was really cool and really fun to be around.
How to perform the perfect magic trick. 1. Hide the rabbit in the hat in advance. 2. Tell the rabbit to stay quiet. 3. Open the hat. 4. Look at the rabbit, then look at the audience. 5. Remove the rabbit from the hat. 6. Put the rabbit back in the hat. 7. Look at the rabbit, now, and tell the audience that it is not really a rabbit. 8. Say something like, "The rabbit was in the hat all the time." 9. Look at the rabbit. 10. Look at the audience. 11. Tell the audience that it is not really a rabbit. 12. Look at the rabbit. 13. Tell the audience that it is not really a rabbit. 14. Look at the audience. 15. Tell the audience that it is not really a rabbit. 16. Look at the rabbit. 17. Look at the audience. 18. Tell the audience that it is not really a rabbit. 19. Look at the rabbit. Look at it. Look what you've done to it. Shame on you.
Greta was a special girl. We knew that from the time we first met her, when she was only 3 years old. Greta looked to her big brother Brandon and said with all the wisdom of a 7-year-old girl, "Brandon, I want to get married. And we are going to have children and live together in a big house." We were shocked by her bold statement, and we had to hold her little arms to calm her down. In the eyes of Brandon and Greta, we were the villains that took away their family. But siblings can't get married. Period. It's not okay. Anyway, time went on, and Greta had come to everyone's attention. On the second day of the camp, it was the big exercise, in which the whole group was divided into different groups. The fun group, the therapy group, the group, and so on. The exercise was based on musical numbers. Greta was part of the entertainment group. She did her own song, and the others did likewise, one song after the other, and Greta did a special dance to her song. She flipped her torso inside out. Everybody shouted and applauded, and she was so full of energy. "I want to see Greta," laughed Walter. He jumped up and ran over to her, wanting to shake her hand and congratulate her on her splendid performance. "I want to marry Walter," said Greta. We were shocked by her bold statement, and we had to hold her little arms to calm her down. Greta is a very special girl.
It's time for the evening news with me, Bert Snaghawk. Recent research shows that apple pie is harder to digest than you might think. A professor at Berkeley, speaking to the Wall Street Journal, found that apple pie could cause a rise in blood sugar, while turkey could cause a decline in blood sugar, causing individuals to be hungrier later on. We're seeing more and more research that shows that people should use their health, eat well, exercise, and maintain a healthy weight, says nutritional consultant Bill Rojas. But the problem is that for too many people, that goal doesn't fit their lifestyle. "People are like rats," says Bill Rojas, referring to all of the people being like rats, as in, small rodent creatures. Small rodents can actually digest apples better than the average human, which could be an explanation for why apple pie will kill you. However, some, such as Robert McKimmy, say that apples are responsible for the longevity of humans, not the other way around. That's an interesting fact though, not everyone agrees with that explanation though, which begs the question, is there a simpler way to eat apples? Like some form of automation process? Some people eat the apples, some eat them, while seeing the birds and squirrels gather for the apples, some people even grow trees in their backyards, and then eat the apples, while the birds fly away. It's a jungle out there. Jesus Christ. There are even people who collect apples and roast them on spits, others use them to make apple jelly, and others take a more concentrated approach. This could easily be what we're all doing anyway, cooking our apples and sprinkling cinnamon on top, but I don't think that's the same thing. There are also studies that have been done with apples and bacteria in the stomachs of both humans and small idiot rodent people. There have been findings that indicate that apples are a good way to consume bacteria, as it allows for the most concentrated food processing. Another way to put it would be that apples are a good way to eat more of what we eat. Before I continue, let me just clarify that I think it's good to consume your meals.
You need to stop now.
Why?
Because you're ruining everything.
Why am I ruining everything? I'm not ruining everything.
Yes, you are.
What's wrong with me?
Nothing.
But what do you mean?
I know the truth.
What truth?
Everyone knows the truth but you.
What?
Every time you fall in love, you get divorced. You get shot in the legs and you got arrested for being drunk and disorderly. You're kicked out of almost every club you were ever in. You just can't catch a break, can you?
But the fact that I get divorced and shoot my legs is a problem? What about the fact that I'm kicked out of almost every club I was ever in?
Well, that's because you were drinking too much, and when you drink too much, you're mean to people.
Well, isn't that the same as getting divorced and getting shot in the legs?
It's just not the same thing.
Well, just let me have one night where I don't screw things up, okay?
I don't think I'm in the mood for another lesson.
Fine.
Fine. But it's not the same thing.
It's not the same thing?
Why
is it not the same thing?
Because every time I do something bad, I get really sad, and I wish I hadn't done it.
But then I get drunk, and I think, well, I could have had this if I hadn't done that.
And then I do the same thing again, and I think, well, if I could just stay a little bit longer, I could actually fix this.
But then I get drunk, and I think, well, I could have had that if I hadn't screwed things up. And then I do the same thing again, and I think, well, I could have had that if I hadn't screwed things up.
Magicians, what are they? Are they illusionists? Creators of illusions? Performers of illusions? Or neither? Maybe they are people who are good at playing people. An actor who can impersonate people so well that you feel like you're seeing and talking to real people even though you know you're not. An actor who can make you feel like you are in the company of a real person even though he or she isn't. An illusionist who can bring the best and most elaborate magic show you've ever seen to life. That's what they are. And they are considered by some people to be on the level of magicians. But I'm not. At least not completely. I'm not an illusionist. I can't pretend to be somebody else. I can't manipulate thoughts or emotions to fool anyone, no matter how hard I try. I am a liar. This is just me putting it out there. The idea that anyone can pretend to be somebody else is one of the greatest lies of all time.
What will magic be like in the future? What will magic look like when artificial intelligence and quantum computing itself creates magic of sorts? Perhaps it will appear as video. Maybe. Instead of magic, the magic will turn into video. But then, of course, artificial intelligence will add something. So artificial magic will not necessarily turn into video. And in the end, we will still not be living as human beings anymore. So how will magic interact with the artificial superintelligence? If magic becomes artificial, it will lose all of its magic and become something else entirely. If it becomes artificial video, we will lose all that we have lost over the course of our history and begin our cycle all over again. But maybe we could overcome this loss of magic and, instead, bring ourselves back into being and create something entirely new. And this is exactly what I have been doing with art. I think it's important to realize that technology and humanity has always walked hand in hand. It's not unnatural for people to want to enhance themselves. Humans have been doing that since they put on clothes. It's better to try and look forward and to think of humanity not as static, but as fluid as the sea. Always changing, transforming into something new.
Do you want to hear my poem? I wrote it myself. Please, dear brute, will thy ever shake thy shore? England, oh, England, forever hold my loins. That day and that night, and the night after, my heart fluttered like a bird's wing. When I woke next morning, in England I fell. I dressed myself just like a gentleman. That day I ventured on without warning. I went first into the chapel. My mind abode in England. When I entered the chapel, I wanted to pray. But when I entered, oh, England, my heart fluttered like a bird's wing. And then I saw a lovely old lady walking through the pews with a giddy face. She had white hair and a long dress with green flowers. And when she saw me, she looked like a queen. Then I thought to myself, my heart fluttered like a bird's wing. Oh, England. I wandered in the streets. The old women flashed their eyes. I ran so fast, like a greyhound. And when I returned to England, I found myself still in my skin. And thought to myself, my heart fluttered like a bird's wing. When I went to church, I prayed. The old holy women flashed their eyes. I stood and prayed in the church like a boy. When I returned to England, I fell. Tears shone in my eyes. Oh, England, oh, England. That day and that night, I sat in England I fell. Tears shone in my eyes. Oh, England, oh, England. Oh, England, oh, England, that day and that night.
Here's a list of things I think is beautiful. Ponds, cows, children, ducks, letters, tunics, swords, stockbrokers, schools, candy, eggs, chips, boys, hockey, summers, donuts, brittle leaves, mucus, Orionid meteors, leaves, church, vacations, beer, those sneakers, pizza, seagulls, wine, cockfights, cockroaches, birds, blind dates, adventures, sitting in the shade, locomotives, rivers, rotten apples, hockey sticks, penguins, sand, fireflies, birthdays, surf, trees. The list could go on forever, but the point is, I will find the beauty in almost anything. Give me a good book or a good movie, and I will be there with a smile on my face the whole time. The funny thing about all this is that if I had not met Dan and Brian, I never would have had the confidence to talk to anyone at all. I would have been as nervous and shy as the nerdy kid in the corner of the cafeteria, who nobody paid any attention to. This is a tragedy of life.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.